Welcome to Shenanigans. This is Aisha.
Hello, hello, it's Bria.
Hi, it's Brittany.
Hey, y'all, it's Jenny.
Hey, hey, it's Tyra.
And we are a dose of melanin empowerment that is a reminder of how bomb you are and how dope you can be, featuring edutainment about beauty, life, and health, mixed with a true depiction of how strong she can be. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome back to Shenanigans. We are here for the first time in a very long time with a full episode. So if you have tuned in for the first time,
we're back.
We got our lives in order.
It's a little better.
So if you joined us during the minis for the first time, you'll finally get to hear a full episode from us. If you had trouble listening to our episode from last week, which was Does My Blackness Offend You? We did delete that episode and re-upload it. So definitely go check that out. we dropped some clues of what's been going on and recently put it out. So Tyra's actually going to lead this episode for me today because
she's worn out.
I'm worn out, y'all. This baby taking me out, y'all. So Tyra's gonna go and help us out.
Yo, baby, what's up? She should have never let me lead because this is about to be real interesting. So we about to get it popping with the Bree game. Bree has something very fun for us, hopefully.
Hopefully.
If she can get it together.
I got it.
Okay.
So what we playing today, Bree?
Hey y'all, so who does that? Hey y'all, is that Tyra? Hey y'all.
Oh my
so
God.
Today, for those of you who want to like learn a new game, there's an app called Heads Up, so hopefully some of you all have played it. I'm going to have the ladies play it today. So this is a game where you place it on your forehead. We all try to give someone clues, they try to guess it, and then if they get it right, they tilt it forward. If they get it wrong or they need to just skip that one, they tilt it back. So this first one is fairy tales is the category. Oh, y'all know y'all knew some fairy tales. Okay. Y'all know all the Disney movies.
Barely. Oh.
Okay. I'm going to give it to Brittany.
You know,
I'm going to give it to Brittany.
You
got 5 seconds.
Least, oh, no.
Lord.
Dorothy.
Oh, Toto.
Dorothy is the main character.
Yeah.
Follow the Yellow Brick Road.
Emerald
Come
City.
On, you know it.
Oh, my God.
Why am I having a
the
brain
Cowardly
fart?
The Lion. The Tin Man.
I know. What the hell
Wicked
is it
Witch
called?
Of the West.
There's a black one.
Glinda.
Y'all, why am I having a fucking brain
Not
fart?
Not Oompa Loompa.
That's the wrong book.
The Munchkins.
Tilt it back. We're going to skip
The Munchkins. There we go. I know what that is, y'all. I'm having a brain fart.
The wolf tries to eat her.
Is that it?
I don't think that's it.
Oh, this is a different one.
We're going to pass that one.
I'm not playing with y'all. Long hair.
Rapunzel.
Yes. Forward.
Oh, forward.
Yeah, you got that one right.
Y'all know.
To back up a little bit more.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Oh. They all build houses.
I'm a huff and puff and blow your house down.
Yeah.
Oh, the what is it? The three pigs? The little three pigs?
Go forward. Yep. Ooh,
she likes her glass slippers.
Oh, Cinderella. Yep. That's my favorite.
not pretty, but.
Ugly. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Oh, I don't know where it went.
It was the ugly duckling.
Oh, yeah. Now, wait a minute. Do not tell me what. No. Do not tell me what the damn first one was.
You
right.
I know what it is, but why was I having a brain fart? Because all I was thinking was Michael Jackson. That's what I was thinking. Munchkin.
Oh, I was like, wrong movie.
You caught my way, Rui.
Yes.
No, they're small people.
Who wants to go next?
What was Aisha. It? It wasn't the chocolate fret. What was it?
Wizard of Oz.
I was thinking of the Oz, and that's because I was thinking of the Michael Jackson one. And I was like, I know that's not the one they're talking about. I know they're talking about
you could have said that. We gave it to you.
Yeah. That's all right.
There's Hits of really Today. There's Mm-mm. Celebrities. Mm-mm. Dance Moves.
Mm-mm.
I love the 90s, Mm-mm. 80s, 70s. Movies,
none of those.
Famous
none,
people.
None of that.
State Capitol Girl.
Those are definitely not that.
Oh, hell. I don't know my capitals like that.
Ask Nick. I failed all of them.
Do you want us to do act it out so you have to like figure out what we're trying to do?
Sure.
Okay.
That's fine.
Place it on your forehead.
All right. Is it up?
Mm-hmm.
Flying?
Yes.
Oh, I guess we got to actually talk.
Yeah, y'all got to talk because I ain't going to be able to
tilt
hear
it forward.
Tilt it forward again.
Tilt it forward.
Again.
Tilt it forward. Okay. There we go.
Oh, Lord. What?
Skip.
Yeah, you
skip.
Go backward.
A magician does this.
Pull a rat. Tricks? Magic?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
We'll give it to her.
Mm-hmm. You have to
when
do
you
this
go into
the
woods.
The saw.
And you,
like,
chop.
Oh, yeah. What's chop. Type of.
What are you,
yeah, but what are you
doing?
What are you doing?
A tree?
In the woods?
Yeah. Yes.
Row, oh, when you're row, in a row, you're in the water, you got.
Yeah, what do you call it though? When you're in a boat and you're using the oars. What is it called?
Not kayaking.
Yes.
More like it being a lake or something. Right?
Yeah. I don't think that matters.
You don't do that in the ocean, are you?
What
the GPS gives you?
Directions?
Yeah. If you're not telling the truth, you're
lying.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The police officer does this sometime when the lights don't work.
Yeah. Time's up.
When the lights don't work. Oh.
Conducting traffic. Oh, I was like, what are the lights called? Street lights? Good job. Okay, we'll do one more round. Jenny, you want to go?
Yeah, Jen can go.
Okay. What category do you want? Do you do Hits of Today? Do you like music? You want to do dance moves? Celebrities? Yeah, it's a mixture. Right. It depends. Science, landmarks, kids, movie and TV, name brands. Oh, Food Nation's a good one. We'll give you that one because you don't eat them. But
okay.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, it's a fancy restaurant.
Yes, a fancy restaurant.
It's super expensive.
Yeah.
Fogo de Chao?
Another
no,
one.
No, it's another one.
Weber Grill?
Yeah, nope. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like Fogo de Chao.
It's kinda like
it has lots of meat.
Yes.
Lots of meat. Very upscale meat.
It's two names.
I got to pass.
Okay.
Oh, darn it.
Ooh, the
they
best
moved
chicken.
That one down here. It's usually in the South.
Yes,
it's
it has some good chicken.
Yeah,
Popeyes?
No.
Oh, that's good chicken too.
It got a drive-thru.
Yeah, they got a drive-thru. It's fast food. It's chicken.
They have toast.
Yeah. It's not Cane's though.
Yeah.
It's not Cane's.
Yeah, it isn't Cane's.
Church's chicken?
No.
Skip it.
Oh my gosh. Jenny.
Oh my gosh.
I don't even know
what that is.
Either connected to Wendy's.
Let me see.
Back.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
yeah. Back.
This is Chipotle.
No. I don't know if she would have got that one.
She wouldn't have got it.
Oh.
I'll be.
BW3.
Oh.
The real name of it. Oh,
what's the real name? I was like, I was like, they got toast
because
they get garlic bread with all their meals.
And it was
Ruth's Chris. I didn't know how it
was Tim Hortons, which they have that in Ohio.
Just
in Indiana.
We don't have
it.
And then
Moe's
Southwest Grill. They got that down.
I was like, it's like a Chipotle.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
She would have said Kenova.
Yeah.
I had it once. It was cool.
Moe's.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, y'all. Well, make sure you take the time to play because it's really fun to just do like a girls' night in or something. We'll do it again, y'all. Another episode.
Then we played it at our retreat.
Yeah.
It was fun.
It got crazy.
We
did crazy.
Them nets.
Oh! She keeps saying
oh
yes.
My god.
Net. It's not a damn net. Yes.
It was a net.
It was a net.
Oh,
it was
hilarious.
Mess. That was a hot mess.
All right, fun little game. So next up, we have our hot topic that Aisha is going to give to us. You can talk now.
That came fast.
Out. She's so stressed.
That came fast. I ain't get no break yet.
No.
So the hot topic today is something that I feel like most girls ask themselves But some guys may too. I don't know. It's just size really matter. And for all the pervs in the world, I'm not just talking about penises. So, I mean, in all aspects of life, does size really matter? Whether it is the pain, or it is the ring, the pain, or it's the house. Oh,
the ring is a good one.
The ring. Yes. So let's go down. Let's go down the list.
Right. Come on.
All right. So we can start with the ping pings first, but I'm not going to leave that. I ain't getting in trouble.
I think it depends. It has to be a decent size. You don't have to be, you know, in the condom, it's Mutombo, but you need to have a nice size.
That's not fun to work with.
But you have to know how to work it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
Because some people, you know, they got a large package, but they don't know what to
do
with it.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's just so heavy.
I'm cracking up. That is too funny.
It needs to be average.
What's average?
Yeah, because like how do you
size like in between? Not
just
not
a medium.
5 to 7 inches.
Who measures? I just need a regular.
I don't measure.
I had a real small one before. Oh. It had to be an inch.
Oh
no, you are lying.
She's lying.
And I thought maybe a button.
Like small
like,
than my
not
pinky.
Kidding. It was my pinky.
Like even hard.
Was it? And I thought maybe it wasn't hard.
Oh my gosh.
It was hard.
That poor baby.
And I felt nothing.
Mm, that's
it
sad.
It was like it inserted and exerted.
That's sad. Very sad.
You'll consider that plastic surgery.
Okay, I'm going to tell you. I do think size matters because...
Wait, that's a good question. Can men do... I've never heard of that before.
Yeah. Enlargement surgery?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I hear about, you know, booties and breasts, but I guess...
Oh, they definitely do it. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I guess I never thought about it.
Yeah. I think size matters because I've definitely experienced a skinny one. And that wasn't
I'm a girthy girl.
Yeah,
girth.
If you got that girth, I think you can work girth. With what you got.
Like,
it's
a dirty word.
It's a dirty word. I think girth is good because I feel like it can compensate for if you're not as long. Because I feel like long penises are overrated. Super long. I don't know, for whatever. Yeah. But if you have that girth, you can work with that. You can actually feel it and feel good. But if it's too skinny, what the fuck? Like, you may not even feel it. Like you say, it's like a little, stick your little finger up there, and that's about it. I mean, it's, that's what, and if it feels like you sticking your finger up there, that's pretty sad.
Yeah, I was finger fucking.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Especially if it looks like I'm holding a straw when I'm trying to eat. No, thank you.
That is
not
fun. That's not fun.
I can't.
No,
I don't want to do this.
No, ma'am.
I'm holding a straw.
I know.
We're still it's fans.
Just... Yeah, it's just
somebody.
Yeah, we just like, want to feel it when we're doing it, you know. We just don't want to just stick it in there and just like, whoa, you did you get it in? Like, you don't know if it's in or not.
Or you keep falling out.
Are you lost in there?
That's the
worst. When they fall out. Oh my god.
Oh no.
That's the worst when they keep falling out.
Hey, them the ones I don't count. Remember we talked about counting?
I don't
count that shit.
Reclaiming my time.
Are you in? Okay, well, yeah, you can't.
I still gotta keep putting you in. No, yeah. This is a waste of my time.
It
this
is
a
waste.
Go home.
That's sad. Yeah.
Real life.
Y'all are hilarious.
There goes your answer for that.
Right. Yeah. Well, so have you? But have you had some that were too big?
Yeah.
Like that, this isn't even pleasurable.
I had, like, it took me a good couple months for me to get with somebody because I just had to keep preparing myself every time. And then finally, it was the bomb. But that's just too big. Yeah. That's just too big. Yeah. Like,
it was like a gargantuan sandwich, like one of them big ones.
A gargantuan sandwich. Like a soda can. Like, why?
That's too damn. Just
oh,
why?
No, you gotta just. You gotta work on
it shouldn't
work.
Take me days to recover. Yeah.
Nah, that's
that's too much.
I should not be able to walk and sit down and do anything.
Can't do none of these things.
Like, we can't do this shit no more.
No, it's red.
No, thank you. No.
Well, you know, good thing we found some that were just right.
Yes,
buddy.
Ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Look.
Yes, ma'am.
That is too funny.
Okay,
y'all
so there's
goofy.
That.
I'm about to keep doing that.
Well, there's that answer. So, what about rings?
I want y'all to answer that. Yeah,
I do. Like, did y'all part. Know?
I'm very sure.
Okay, did y'all know what type of ring
I did?
Y'all wanted before?
I no. did. I told. Well, me and Sharif went ring, kind of went ring shopping, but not really. Like, we kind of went just to see. He knew what I liked. I mean, he knew what shapes diamonds were and all of that. So I said, I want a princess cut. You better not give me nothing else. So we just kind of went to look or whatever and just found some different rings. I was like, oh, this one's cute, you know, whatever. But he did end up picking the ring on his own. And he did a wonderful job.
Yes, he did.
Yes, I love my ring very much. But I would say I'm kind of shallow when it comes to that because I do feel like the size does matter. With the ring, that's just me personally. You know, I know everyone, you know, kind of has their thoughts about, oh, you know, but if you love someone, it should matter. Excuse me, it does. For me though, that's for me. Like, I want everybody to see that I'm married. Like, I don't want anybody kind of trying to get a micro, you know, a microscope and like, a magnifying glass
trying to figure out,
right? Trying to figure out if I really am.
Color?
No, I
like,
need,
I need you
mood, not a mood changing ring.
Yes, no, I just
want to make it way over here.
I just want my ring to be seen. Right, that's all. Like, that's just me personally. What do you think?
That it's supposed to be 1 to 3 full paychecks of
yes,
what a man makes.
That's true.
So I think that's kind of can vary. Said, yes. But if you're making thousands of dollars a check,
right,
and you give me a little $500 middle of the mall ring, you don't love me.
Right.
I need you.
I'm just saying.
And one of my friends, as soon as he graduated from Butler, and this was so weird, he didn't have a girlfriend or anything. Like, I guess maybe this is like a guy's thing. He put away like 10% of each check into this random fund for his future wife's ring.
Wow.
I was like, oh, you're really prepared.
Yeah. No,
well, that's real. White, that's said,
that's
black
real.
Men do this?
No, I highly doubt it.
Before.
I doubt it. I've never
I
heard
never
of that
heard
before.
It.
2 years, he had his funds, and now he finally got a little girlfriend that I think he could propose to. But I'm like,
that is
could
so.
It be me?
I hope that ring about to be bomb.
That ring about to be bomb.
About to be the band.
That's hilarious.
What was the question?
What? Y'all looking
she
at me.
She's not
y'all
about to be starting.
The size
of your ring.
Oh, yeah, it matters. I mean, we went ring shopping together, and we ended up finding my ring when we went shopping. And I don't know. I'm with Brittany. I want to see my diamonds
yes,
from
I
long
mean,
ways
come on
away.
Now.
And I don't want it to be no question. If you love me, I shouldn't feel like you got my ring out the vending machine.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
So,
I have a question. Did y'all, like, were y'all surprised when they proposed? I mean, since y'all, like, looked for rings and stuff like that.
When
was
he
it,
did, yes.
Okay,
yes.
You just... Like, you knew that it was probably coming.
I knew it was coming.
When.
I just didn't know when. So, yeah. I cried like a baby. Okay. And I don't cry like that. So.
Aww.
Yeah.
You did good, Reed.
I was very unprepared. My boss at the time was like, where are you doing this weekend? I said, oh, we're going to walk on the canal. And she was like, go get your nails done. Like... And I was
yes,
like, because
oh, you got
he,
to have
your
nails done.
He might. If we're no going good. To walk on the canal, he might do it then because he was going to do it on his birthday. And then that was a whole nother situation we're going to get into. And so he did it. So this was like a month later. So he had my ring for like two months before he did it.
Yeah, Sharif had mine for a couple months.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was raining, so we didn't go to the canal.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, well, shit, there goes that. Right. And he just ended up doing it when we went out. So I was not prepared.
So were there people around? Oh, okay, so I didn't know like if y'all were prepared because me and Sri we were in our apartment.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sorry. I keep like looking at you and I see this eyelash and I have to get it off.
I'm sorry. Oh my god!
I didn't want you to look in the mirror. I'm like, damn, she's been looking at me. She knows
I am done with y'all.
Oh man,
that is hilarious.
What
y'all
think? Will it matter to y'all?
Yeah. Yeah, like, duh. Well, here's the thing. Y'all know I'm very unconventional.
Yeah.
So I have different styles of things that I like. Sometimes I like just the solitaire by itself. Sometimes I'm very detailed, and I want a, if you listening, a rose gold.
Yes, I love rose gold.
Engagement rings. I like
so cute.
So I just, I feel like you don't have to go super over the top.
Yeah.
You know, I agree. I don't even want a wedding. I want to elope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to go over the top.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be questioning, like, okay, you know, I don't want people trying to, do like, you need a magnifying glass?
Like, are you engaged or not? Like, are you taking or not?
I just want a nice, mature ring.
You know?
But I don't like overly gaudy rings.
Yeah.
Like, me neither. All the celebrities wear and all that.
These are massive.
I don't like the diamond dust.
And I'd be scared to lose
them. I don't like the diamond dust. That's too much diamond dust. With all the little cluster of diamonds.
Oh, yeah, I don't like those.
I don't like that.
I don't
like
the real bulky.
Just like, if there's like a big, it's like just a bunch of little bitty diamonds not
a fan of those. My Pinterest future husband, because all my options are
on. Yes, my options.
I don't want to go look. I want to just be surprised. But I got a long way till then. Yeah. So.
You see, I think, like, if I ever got married, like, I would be specific. So it's like, you know, I don't know when you're going to do it, but when you do, this is what I want.
Yeah.
So
that's what I
mean. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm going to be unhappy if you get something. Well, this, but it's like, I won't, I'm going to have to wear it.
This is also what I did.
I'm going to be happy with what I got.
I had a jewelry book from Kay's, and I said, I went to the page. I said, which of these rings do you think I would like? And he picked all the ones I would like. And I said, okay, I trust you. You'll get me what I like, and I'm fine with that. I mean, I'm just saying, I don't think it's nothing wrong with that.
You're going to wear this for the rest of your life.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with that.
You have to like it.
It has to be something that you like.
He knew I like Princess Cut Solitaires, and that's what he
liked. But y'all be like, can you take this back and try again?
No, oh my God.
No,
I would.
Aisha would. That was a conversation.
I would. Because
I had that conversation.
He looked at a, I can't remember. We were looking at some type of ring, and I was like, I just don't think I like that. And so he liked it, and we ended up just going to a different store. But I'm like, please don't get me something I don't like. And he's the same way. He wanted diamonds in his band.
Yeah.
But he was like, don't get me no plain ass band. You got diamonds, I want some too.
Right.
So I was like, all right, whatever, whatever.
So did y'all pick out the bands for the
band? Uh-huh.
I did.
You don't know how this goes?
I need to upgrade my man's ring, like, though. I already said, for our fifth anniversary, I'm going to give my baby a really nice band. So, like,
yeah.
That's gonna be my gift to him. He knows this already, but
he knows this already.
Yeah, and I'm gonna get him some upgrading my ring.
Yeah,
like, you can upgrade it.
Nothing's wrong with upgrading. I think that's cool.
You don't gotta
styles change.
I just want another band to put on top of mine.
I said,
just give
band.
Me another nice little band, and I'll probably be good for a little while. And we can go all out on 15th or 20th or something crazy.
That's what I said too.
But yeah,
y'all cute.
Oh, thanks. Y'all gonna be next, eh? I'm just waiting, shit. Just wait.
Just, you know, I just will recommend just making sure that you communicate
what
you like.
Mm-hmm.
And some people do like simple rings. This
yes,
is no
and some
shade.
People do. No, of course not. Because I said some people like that, and that's fine, but just not me.
Yeah, yeah. I remember this girl I worked with, and one of our coworkers, we were all talking about marriage, because, like, three of us were married.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked her, where's your ring?
Mm-hmm.
And because she had just had, it looks like a wedding band.
Oh, okay.
But it was just, it was plain. And she was like, what do you mean?
So it was just a
this
band.
This is my ring.
Oh, okay.
Some are simple like that.
And some people just wear their bands. Some people will have an engagement ring and just wear their band. Like, there's nothing wrong with that at all.
I will take into consideration my job, too.
Yeah. Because some people may not be able
to. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I won't wear it to work. Or
yeah.
People have lost their rings.
Yeah.
At work.
That's
so.
They'll take it quick, too.
You itching over there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It was like excessive, and I was like, okay, I need skin to skin at this point.
Scratching her belly, y'all. She's scratching her belly.
That was a lot going on. Okay.
I don't want to leave the brothers out because let me backtrack. I want to leave the brothers out, but we talked about penises. So I want to talk about boobs and ass too.
Yeah,
because
the size matter. That's okay.
Because some guys are real particular about
they are. And I feel like it be the people who you don't have a right to be particular about something when you ain't working with nothing. No, but I'm saying, like, some people have these standards about what they expect in a woman, but then, like, look at you, like, oh, I want, you know, a woman, you know, with the, you know, fat ass. Yeah, but you got a good ass hire. Right. I mean, which I
you
like.
You look like a refrigerator. Yes.
I'm
part of the little booty committee. It's not that I don't have a butt. It's just little. Okay.
It's a little.
It moves. It shakes. But you know, when I was single, I still pull niggas. So
I know that's
like,
right.
I got some nice boobs, you know, since we just talking about boobs. Like, dudes, I'll be with dudes who, I've been with dudes who, you know, liked butts, they mm-hmm. that was their preference, but they're still gonna talk to me.
Yeah,
so I feel like you can have your preference. I feel like I'm sure it does matter, because if I see a girl with a nice butt, I'll be like, dang,
right,
her booty big. Of course, yes. Like, damn, she got a big ass.
Dang, yeah. But I feel like it's okay for you to have that preference.
Yeah, I think you just okay. Not, yeah, it's fine,
but don't be disrespectful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't. Yeah,
right.
You know what I mean? Don't be disrespectful to the person that you with if right. they don't have right. your preference. Mm-hmm. Or
yeah, because I definitely used to be a part of the itty bitty titty committee. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, because
I'm about to say,
y'all, this biatch told me she had a boob job at our retreat, and I believe her. I'm talking about Bria. She told me, she was like, I had a boob job. I said, girl, when?
She
had some real big. She has nice size boobs, y'all.
Not that big when she came to Butler.
That is crazy.
And then all of a sudden, my freshman year, they just popped out. I think because I did gymnastics for so long, it was
delayed.
Yeah, I was an A cup. Like, that's crazy. My cousins called me mosquito bites because I had nipples, and that was it. I used to be so uncomfortable, and then I had a little cute muscle booty, so now it's kind of flopped, like my booty's kind of going away. I'm like, what's happening? Because I missed my booty, and my boobs just kind of came out of nowhere.
So any of the men that like boobs, Bria got them, y'all.
Bria got them.
She
jugs.
got them.
Bria, booty, I'm trying to Jen got jugs too.
I feel like my bra makes my titty.
Nah, bro. No. She be hiding her boobs in them shirts.
They not
bro.
That big.
Oh, all right. Hey, mine got bigger. mine got bigger post pregnancy, so yeah.
Did yours go back?
That was kind of nice.
Or did they stay bigger?
They kind of stayed bigger. I mean, I wasn't real big before, but they grew just a little bit, probably maybe a size. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they still not huge, but they nice size now. I'm
Do you
cool
feel
with it.
Like men should like it's okay for them to if they prefer.
Yeah, I think that's fine. I mean, everybody has their preferences.
Yeah. I think that's fine. Man, so
I think it's okay for you to have your preference, but like you said, just don't be
unrealistic, though.
Yeah,
you know,
when you like you said, when you look like a refrigerator or a tire, don't be over here. don't be looking for a girl with a Coke bottle body. Like, get out of here.
And I feel like that happens a lot. And it's like you need to humble yourself.
Just humble. Oh, okay. Yeah, just sit down and be humble. That's all.
That's funny.
Very.
Okay.
What was the last? I thought there was one more.
Sizes. Salaries.
Okay.
We're going there.
We about to go there. I literally just was thinking about this other day because I have in my mind, you know, I was single for a long period of time. The longer I was single, the more money that I made, and I was by myself. Mm-hmm. So in my mind, I'm thinking, of course, he kind of needs to make more money than me.
Right.
Like, let's you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But then I start to realize the dudes that made more money than me were assholes. Yeah. Like, oh my gosh, they were dicks.
It's because they had money.
Because they know
that. Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Made like a lot more money than me. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
crazy.
You look good on paper.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yep, and they know that. That's why they act
like
that.
I've had men who made less than me mm-hmm. who, you know, treated me a lot better.
Were great. Yeah.
You know, so I feel like at this point in my life, it's less about how much you make and how you manage your money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think like if you're saving, and I help you with all that, I'll be helping my boo, you know, with his money.
You got to. That's what we're here for. That's what we're here for. That's a help.
But yeah, like it's about how you manage it. Yeah. You can make a lie and blow it all.
Oh, of course. Oh yeah, all day.
Yeah.
Like you make six figures and you broke. Go sit your butt down somewhere.
Yeah. Right.
You doing too much. Right.
Yeah.
How you broke?
I can't be with nobody that just.
I agree.
That
like
just stresses
right
me out.
Yeah, people that blow, I can't. Like, I don't know how to manage their money. I can't
be with someone who's kind of like not broke,
but like yeah. we can grow together because I'm yeah, yeah. Way.
Of course.
I'm not where I want to be yet. But like if I'm like 40 and still single, nah, you gotta come with something different.
No, that's understandable.
Come ready.
No, I understand. Yeah.
Well, Nick automatically started making less than me because he graduated after me. Mm-hmm. So we definitely, and I wasn't making like crazy money. I just graduated.
Right.
So we definitely grew money wise together.
Yeah.
But now we're at this transition point. This transition point where, you know, trying to figure out, okay, what we gonna do when this baby get here? Yeah. Like, who gonna be at home? Where's the kid gonna go?
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff. And I'm like, dude, if he was making more than me, I would certainly stay at home.
Yeah.
Or even for a little while, or work part-time, or just do something else. So now that's kind of shifted. But then when, you know, when it comes to him, making more money is an option. But he wouldn't be at home
right
as much. So you definitely have to balance your priorities with that because it's like, okay, do I want my man at home or do I want even more money in the bank?
That's true.
Yeah.
So how do you, like, people that are dating, what do you feel like? Do you feel like it matters? It should be a topic? You should bring it up? I really don't.
I don't think it is.
Now my situation is different because, you know, he just be at my house all the time. But I feel like any other time, it wasn't a topic of conversation because there's no point of us talking about our money because we're not putting it together.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. I don't think that.
We move very quickly. as y'all know.
I'm moving very fast, so this is different.
We move very quickly. So we probably got into money quick.
Yeah. Oh, we're into money now.
Yeah, that's understandable.
We got into money quick, but to the standpoint of, okay, can you handle your own? Do you know how to take care of business?
Right.
Like, because that's the important part. Like, not how much you have,
right,
that you can take care of business. Mm-hmm. And you also don't want to be, like, the sole person that's doing the treating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At least that's not me.
I agree.
I don't mind taking my man out. I don't mind buying dinner.
Right.
Because there are some girls who are like, no, that's his job. Yeah. And I'm not like that.
Yeah.
I don't always want to be that person.
Yeah.
Because
I agree.
You ain't got no money.
Yep.
No, I mean, I agree, too. I think it's, I don't know, I struggle with this topic just because I feel like, I mean, I've dated people, but I've never had to, like, take, like, money into consideration. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I don't know, I've always been like, you know, I can take care of myself. I don't need nobody to, you know, do anything for me. So, you know, going into a relationship, I feel like it's kind of hard to, not necessarily take into consideration, but think of it as, like, well, you know, he's going to be, like, helping me do stuff. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it, I mean, yeah, you need to make money and, you know, be able to support yourself. So I can see, like, you know, if we, you know, later down the road become more, that you'll be able to support me too. Not necessarily only take care of me, but so you'd be like half and half. Because I know some people are like, oh, well, he needs to pay everything. I'm like, well, I mean, I work and I just think it should be equal.
Yeah. Like, I just need you to be able to keep up with my lifestyle because y'all know I like to travel.
Oh, good
if
Lord.
If I say I want to go to Cuba, I'm going to need you to get on this flight with me.
Now, Bria's going to need some type of expensive man because.
I need an expensive man. I travel for cheap. I'm not balling. I'm balling on a budget. So, I just need you to be like willing to do that kind of. My dog is growling right now. I thought something was wrong.
Yeah, because I was like, what was that?
No, but like, I just really need you to, like Jenny's saying, I don't expect you to pay my bills by any means, but you expect me to look nice and stuff when I go out and buy my little fancy makeup and stuff, so I'm gonna need you to at least be able to afford dinner since I did all this stuff to prepare for dinner. So I don't know.
Ooh, I got another phase to this question.
Oh, Lord.
So, let's say one person comes into the relationship with more debt than the other.
Oh, shit.
How do you deal with that? Because, let's say you're coming from a equal standpoint. Oh, we split everything down the middle.
Or bad credit.
So, okay, everything's split down the middle.
You're about to say because you have more responsibilities.
Let's say
you
said one person
have more responsibilities, like
school bills, with individually. Bills. Individually, you have more responsibilities than the other person. So let's say one person has a car note, the other one doesn't.
Okay.
One person has student loans, the other one doesn't.
Yeah.
One person has medical bills, the other one doesn't. So those are all things that one person is paying for on the monthly, and the other one isn't.
but y'all are still paying the same amount towards bills.
No, I don't think that's okay. Sorry. What? I think it's because I'm okay. We're saying what? It from a dating or a marriage standpoint.
Like, where are we at in this point of our relationship?
Like in a relationship?
In a serious relationship moving
like we live
some,
together?
Yes. Oh, shit. Yes, y'all live together.
Because I had more.
My life.
I definitely had more debt than Reef when we were dating because he was started going to school but didn't end up finishing. So I just had more school debt, period. Yeah. And then I had more credit cards than him too. So yes, initially because going back to what y'all were saying, my situation was very similar to Aisha's as far as money. I was in school, so I wasn't really working when me and Sheree first started dating, but he was working. He had a job, so he technically had more money than me. But as soon as I graduated, I ended up becoming the breadwinner when I got my first job out of school. So with that, the debt. So we've dealt with a lot as far as that, and I accumulated a lot. And when it came to breaking down bills and things like that, he paid his stuff. I paid mine. But if there was anything that I felt like I was short on or vice versa, he would help me.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like, oh, I'm just paying this and then I'm struggling because I got all this debt and then he got all this free money and he's doing what he wants. It's, was just like if I needed some help with something, he was always up like, babe, can you? He was like, yeah, I got you. So we had that understanding, but I can understand in some cases some people might not be okay with that, especially like you said, if you're not married.
Yeah.
Marriage is a whole nother situation.
Yeah.
But that's definitely a conversation that should be had. Mm-hmm. Like, because that can be serious. I mean, somebody can have $200,000 worth of debt and then the other person got $10,000. Like that's a big difference to deal with.
Right.
Like,
and
that's
important to be transparent about.
Yes, and you need to talk about it.
Because some people funny, but just secretive.
No,
feel embarrassed, mm-hmm. like, oh my gosh, you really don't have any debt and I got all this stuff. Like, and some people
it's touchy
think that's
subject
a deal
for some
breaker
people.
With
it
relationships.
Is. Yeah, it is. I think it is. It definitely needs to be talked about. It's
which
definitely
one of y'all
needs to be
about?
Talked about that. Because y'all do not want to get married, and then next thing y'all know, as I've heard of situations like this where people will get married and they do not know their
anything.
Backgrounds about their credit or their debt, and it's like, how do y'all go that long without talking about that? That's serious. Yes, it happens all the time.
Because they got married, and then her now husband
moved
the car,
mm-hmm.
and they go to the car place, so, you know, buy the car, he tries to put his little credit, and they're like, oh, you have all these unpaid loans.
See?
So he's like, I forgot, I didn't know.
No, you ain't forgetting.
Oh, no.
So now the car's in her name, so like you're saying, who pays for that? It's in her name, you better be paying. What? Mm-hmm.
Yes, because
be
then
this.
If something
no,
comes up, if she don't want her credit messed up,
they married
that
away. Yeah.
So
but they
a,
didn't
it was
talk
a
about it.
Marital decision mm-hmm. about the car,
right?
Yeah. But she
but
was like, "I'm about to be driving this car too."
Right.
Driving in 2007.
I know
you
that's
buy
right.
This new car.
Right.
That's true. Mm. That's a serious subject though.
Mm-mm. Well, y'all just all in my business.
nobody in your business.
Okay, so I have more debt because I have a car note. Mm-hmm.
I had more debt
longer.
Yeah.
You know, he hadn't finished yet, so I have more debt.
That's
and
okay.
I have a credit
we
card.
We tight though. Okay. We tight. It don't matter. We tight.
So the thing is we kind of put our money together, but I don't even, he knows I have a car note. He doesn't have one. Mm. And it's not even, I never say anything to him about it.
Right.
Now, he put gas in my car. Yeah. He put gas in my car. But I don't expect him to pay my car note or anything that or my student loans. But he is helping me with my credit card. And that was just a mutual conversation that we agreed
that's
on
what's up.
Together.
That's good.
And we agreed on like how we will help each other save money because we make money differently.
Right.
So like how, and he likes cash and I like car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And on paper, I look better. Mm-hmm. Than him. So we've had these conversations, which is really, really good. But I, why are you laughing?
Because she's goofy.
What's
the
problem with you?
He likes cash. I like cars.
I mean, that makes a difference. I do. My credit's better.
Yeah. Mine was too. I
don't care about that. I used to until I got with somebody that I cared about, and none of that mattered to me.
Yeah.
So my dad, I don't expect him to touch unless he willingly wants to. But as of right now, we handle that separately.
Yeah.
So what about credit? Is that a whole different? Is that like a whole nother subject?
That's
I mean, because it kind of goes
it goes
obviously with debt, obviously. Yeah. But I just wonder because I know mine was better than my husband, which even when we were dating, mine was better.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Is that a deal breaker for people too?
I mean, I feel like it matters, but credit is so up and down.
It so is.
Like, my credit was perfect when we were dating. Yeah, right. And definitely
mine is horrible now. Like, now. I was able to get our house because of my credit. So yeah. It was really good. But now, Lord,
it's a different story.
It's a whole other story.
2 years from now, it could be back to what it was.
It could be back to
dating.
Exactly.
So it's just a transition thing.
I do think people look at it very strongly now, though. Yeah. Like, you know, of course,
like a report
younger. Yes. Yeah. Like, oh, what's your credit look like? I'm like, hold on. What you try? If we ain't getting married, don't be asking me about my credit. But you know, but I think that might be a deal breaker for a lot of people, though.
Yeah.
I think people value it differently.
I do too.
Like, and it depends on what your mind is on at the time. Right now, my mind is on saving. Once I get that down, then I will do a debt snowball. And I'm not late on anything, so my credit is not really on my mind.
Right.
But I think it depends on what you value and then what your partner values.
Yeah, I agree. Because
credit may be really important to them.
Yeah, and then not,
saving
yeah.
may be important to you.
Right,
so,
that's true.
I think it's what y'all value.
Yeah. I just was curious.
Jin-Jin?
Yeah, I think, like, if you're going into a relationship, like, I wouldn't, like Tyra was saying, I wouldn't be expecting somebody to pay my debt, but it's like, if you don't have any debt, it's like, do you have some type of plan? Like, are you saving your money? Like, you're not just out, you know, blowing it. You know, or like, if I have all these things I have to pay for, like, if you suggest going somewhere, don't be expecting me to pay for, like, both of us or something that. Mm-hmm. Or to always do it. Like, I don't, you know, I'll be okay with doing it sometimes just because, you know, I was paying all these things before you more than likely came in the picture. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to the credit thing, it's like, I don't know. I think it depends. Like, if you don't have good credit or you have a lot of debt, like, just have a plan on how you're going to fix it. Don't just be out here, you know, racking up money and just getting more in the hole. So I think regardless of the situation, just as long as, like, you have some type of plan and you're, you know, trying to make it better if you're in a bad situation, then I'm okay with that. But if you're just out here doing whatever the hell you want to, we need to, you know, talk about that.
Yeah, because that can definitely be bad, especially if you get married.
Long term,
that can be
it's
bad.
Like, I done worked hard for this.
Okay. Right. You know. Trying to drag me down with you. Don't drag me.
Okay, last one.
Okay.
Bodies.
Yes.
Does the size matter? I already know Tyra, man. But
I knew she was going to look at me and say.
About the rest of y'all. Y'all like big boys? Y'all don't like the big boys.
I don't like the big boys.
Big boy. Husky,
right. I mean, there's a difference with husky and muscular and big. Like, so it depends on what you mean by big.
I dated fat boys.
I don't do fat. No, I don't.
I've dated one fat boy.
I mean, no,
not that big, but my man.
Yeah,
they wasn't husky.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I never really dated a lot of big boys.
You see, okay, so I don't know if but anyway, so I've always dated, like, you know, huskier men. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you know, the relationship I'm in now, you know, he's not that husky, you know. He's actually slim,
right?
So I think, like, before him, like, I wouldn't necessarily consider it because I like, you know, just huskier men. But, you know, going back to the preference thing, you know, like, I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
I just never. Yeah, you know, I just like something.
I like muscular dudes, like like Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Anybody that looks like him,
I'm so mad at that.
He was that's your what? Girl, you better go. That's been my husband before my husband. So, but anybody that's like him, I'm all for that. But. My husband, he's skinty. You know, I got a skinty man, so he's thin on the thin side. But I mean, I can't say that I would had never dated anyone like that. But I just mostly gravitated to more thinner men or skinnier men. But I did, like, if someone had muscles though, that did attract me a lot. Yeah. So athletes, a lot of athletes I liked a lot.
Yeah.
So
I would typically be attracted to like the football players.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes,
yeah, mm-hmm. That's my type.
Yeah,
that's my type. Yes.
Yeah, I like football players. I never was into tall, skinny dudes. That just was never my yeah. type. Mm-hmm. But you know, my boo now. All right, so but my boo now is you know, he's 6'2" and he's muscular. He's not yeah, skinny. I'm
right?
Like, oh, your body's the bomb. Look at them calf muscles.
Girl, get out of here. Yes,
calf muscles.
Ain't nobody dealing with
them. Oh, little chocolate calf muscles.
My calf muscles.
So yeah, see, I think he has a good body type.
Your type. So
yeah,
job.
Oh,
yeah.
What's the little boy that Molly can't get over on Insecure?
Dro,
you just love him with all your heart, huh?
Dro is got sex appeal.
He's got,
yes, he got walking, but
yes, he has sex appeal.
He does.
Dro would have been my boo.
Dro, yeah.
Them little,
I mean,
because
honestly, I don't really.
Yeah, his
face, he's cool, but like his swag, I just loved his swag. I love his swag. Yeah,
he has hair. He's light skinned and he's skinny.
Yes.
That would have been my boyfriend.
Yes, that's funny.
Would have been my boyfriend.
Bro.
But you know what? As I've gotten older and I'm not as skinny as I was, you know, I was like, you know, I need my man to have some meat because yeah. mm-hmm. I'm going to need you to be able to not look like I swallow you.
Yeah. I feel that.
Yeah, I should got like a fuckboy like type. Like, I feel like
and I dealt with nothing but fuckboys. Yeah. We know this already. They was either short and muscular.
Yes.
Or they was the tall type? And skinny and Hispanic.
Okay, I don't know about the Hispanic. But for the most part, we had the same type except for the Hispanic.
Yeah, I had most of my boyfriends was Hispanic.
That is too funny.
Or Hispanic and black.
Oh, yeah, that is funny. That,
like, or Filipino and black.
Yeah. Yeah. That's yeah. interesting.
He was fine. Like, he was like the ultimate.
Black. Oh, yeah. Filipino, blackity, black.
That's
black.
My husband.
Ultimate.
Black, black, black.
You know that's what The Rock is.
Yeah, that's why he's so fine.
Black and the whole different looking little Filipino boy.
Y'all, he gets me every time. And the older he gets, the finer he gets.
The Rock. Oh, bruh, he's, yeah.
He just ages so well. Fine, yeah. Oh, Lord.
That's why I need a husband.
Brittany over here sweating.
I can't.
Might get her some water.
Like, Reeve know how he... I say if I ever... Oh, it's no, over.
That's how I am with
like
Common.
Like, it's over.
Common?
He knows this already.
That's my husband. I just need to see him one more time. I've seen him twice.
Common is fine, too, though.
I love me a little light skin.
Uh-huh. Common's cute.
He is Common's cute. Very cute.
I've only dipped in the chocolate a few times, and I wasn't going to go back.
Dipped in the chocolate.
I wasn't going to go back.
I like it.
Okay.
They,
I found out that I like chocolate.
I'm telling you.
Because I did not used to date chocolate,
y'all.
When they
cute and they think they cute, then they just be...
That's how the light
skins. I did not.
Light skins are way worse.
Yes, they are.
Y'all didn't deal with my chocolates.
I definitely... You couldn't have told me that I was going to marry a chocolate. I sure didn't think I would.
I'm very open. I don't have a... I don't like them light skin. So...
I used to like
caramel to chocolate.
Now we in color wars.
I know.
It's color matter.
Because you already know that's about to be a whole debate. That's a whole nother debate.
You sexy as hell.
That's true.
Because
listen.
And I would never say I like the dark man. But Kofi.
Ooh,
Lord.
Ooh, Kofi. That's my new husband.
I don't even have a type no more.
He's
just
fine.
If you sexy.
That's true.
If you sexy.
There's some sexy white men out there.
I was just about to say, I dated some white boys too.
Bruh,
we've already been through this.
I'm not going.
Because if you got some swag as a white boy, ooh.
You can be cute for
all
a distance.
All mine were white and
swaggy.
You're
cute for a distance, but I don't...
Or white and thug.
I couldn't
if you
do
had
that,
a Tommy
though.
To turn you out, you would go.
No. I don't want the pink dick. No.
I would want a Tommy.
I don't want the pink dick.
Because he be banging them girls out.
And he can bang somebody else. I don't want no white boy.
I'm about to play with y'all.
I don't want no white boy. No, thank you. My blackness doesn't offend you.
Oh my
gosh. I don't got time.
Oh my gosh.
I don't got time for Tommy.
Y'all see Issa Rae? Who are you going tonight?
Yes, everybody black. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. She was just like,
that's real. And that's real. That's how we be.
No, they sort of laughed, but she was like, no.
I'm serious. She's like, no. She's like, I am. I am.
I was cracking up at work.
No, that was funny. I said, come on, Issa. You better tell them.
Oh, that's all I got.
All right.
That was nice, little. That was.
That was good.
That's it.
That was like five hot topics in one. Don't be complaining no more. We back.
All right. So now we're about to move into girl talk, I believe. And
yes.
We are going to start with the one and only.
Oh gosh.
So I should have gave myself my own intro, you know. Oh, but I'm not gonna do that. So in the midst of taking a break, I had decided that I needed to revamp my segment a little bit. So I have changed the name, and it is something very more broad, and now my segment is called The Love Rehab. So we're going to talk about all types of...
Yes, rehab.
All types of topics. Mm. So today for the Love Rehab segment, we are going to talk about intimacy. And we're going to talk about this because I have a lot of girlfriends who have, you know, in chitter-chatter, you know, kicking with each other. We always complaining about intimacy every now and then because men think that intimacy is sex. And sometimes it's not always that. You can be physically intimate with each other. And you can also, you know, mainly the point that we're missing is the emotional intimacy part of it. Because you can have sex and not have emotional intimacy with somebody. So, to define it for our friends, emotional intimacy is mutual experience of closeness that involves sharing personal feelings, expectations of understanding, affection, affirmations, and caring. So I am going to give ways to provide intimacy with each other that are non-sexual. So the first one is you can give each other a 10-minute massage before bed, relax for the evening, and unwind after dark. Mm-hmm. You know, just one person rubs that person down with some lotion. Mm-hmm. Y'all gotta have sex. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know, you know, it could get nasty afterwards, but the point of it is the massage.
Yes.
The physical touch part. Second, every day, express gratitude for one thing your partner did that day, no matter how small it is. Just thank them for something, whatever it is. Third, this one's my favorite because we do this sometimes. Pillow talk, spend uninterrupted time together without any distractions, especially from your phones. Somebody phone ringing.
I'm sorry.
Then whose phone is this? Where's my
That's
phone?
My work phone.
You got two.
She got 10 phones.
I got 2 phones.
I feel you.
Okay. The fourth one, cuddle while watching your favorite show. The fifth one, kiss. Kissing is so intimate. Mm. Six, take a walk around the neighborhood. And seven, hold hands. So, tips to improve it, you can create a safe space for vulnerability and expression. Let your partner know it is safe for them to disclose things and let them know it's okay to be open and non-judgmental. Because them expressing themselves is not always an attack on you, so try not to be quick to get defensive. Mm-hmm. Make time for deeply emotional conversations. Be honest, have gratitude, and no distractions. So, put those phones away. I don't mean right now. I mean when you're being intimate with your boo.
Yes.
Has anybody struggled with intimacy before in your relationship?
Oh, yeah.
Before.
Definitely
before.
Yes.
I'm not about to deal with ice.
Who, yes?
Yes. I think it's common.
I think it's like a cyclic type thing.
It happens.
So what did you like? Did you have a conversation about it with him?
A conversation, an argument, a conversation again. Shit. Wrote a letter, wrote a note, you put stickies up.
Mm-mm. Oh, Lord. Okay, Mary Jane.
I'm not about to play with her.
So, like, what did he say? Because I feel like they don't understand when you say, you know, that you're lacking intimacy. They don't understand what that means. So, like, what did you say? Or at what point did he finally get it?
I mean, he gets it. He gets it when I complain about it. It's more so about what you want to do and what you don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's really what it is. Or if it's like the intimacy. The intimacy that I want isn't the intimacy that he wants to give.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sorry, Nikki. Massages, for example. I beg for massages all the time because my back always hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even before I was pregnant, my back always hurt. And he's not a great masseuse, but I appreciate what he does. So I still would ask for it. Mm-hmm. And he's like, no, but my hands hurt and I can't do it that long. And he'd rather just pay for me to go get a massage. Yeah. And I'm like, that's not the point.
Yeah.
And so it's just more so about what I request isn't what he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then it becomes, well, I want you to do this and do that and do that. And it's usually not intimacy, it's sex.
I'm telling you, they just did that. It's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, we have these conversations a lot.
I would too.
I don't know if they heard that.
We have. Well, me and Sharif, whenever something's bothering us, we do always talk. That's what I love about our relationship. We communicate a lot. But, like you said, I mean, I think that guys mostly feel like having sex is intimate. And that's all they, you know, that's the only thing they can do to be intimate. Mm-hmm. And I just be like, sometimes, like, can we do something else besides sex? Like, I like sex, yes. But like you said, sometimes I just want to feel your touch. Or I just want... just something different from sex. Like, I don't know. Like, but every time, you know, we talk about it often. And I think it's more from the sex standpoint because he feels like I don't give it up enough. And I just be like, look here. I'm tired, okay? Like, I be tired. Like, my stamina just ain't, it ain't like tires over here. Her stamina is on another level. Mine ain't there no more. Like, it used to be back in the day, but it ain't there no more.
Back in the day.
You got that baby, huh? It changes things.
Shit, even a little bit before that. Shit, it was just starting. It just wasn't as, you know, it wasn't the same. But, and that's why I would like to have intimacy in other ways besides sex. And I just, sometimes it's kind of hard for him to understand that. That's all. And maybe we should talk about it again, Tyra. Thank you for bringing that up.
I
think I need to tell him other ways. That's what it is.
Yes.
So I think we probably should talk about that again. Yeah.
Okay. And you have to say it more than once, which is frustrating.
Oh, yes, of course.
You have to say it five times.
You do.
Before they finally, you want me to just do that because it just makes you happy?
Yes.
I said it.
You got it.
Time.
You got it.
Not to do anything, not to lead to nothing, right. Just because it makes me happy.
And with men, it seems like you can't drop hints. You gotta just say it blatantly.
You literally do. You have to be like, yes.
I've become very plain talker.
I was about to say, I have to get better at that. Just being, you know, usually I am, but if I was a little better at it, I probably would get, you know, what I really wanted more
often. That's
all
plain.
Yeah.
You do.
This is what I want.
Has it always been like that? Or do you feel like...
Yeah. Has it? You think it's changed or...
What?
Like with the intimacy part, like having to
communicating.
Has it always been like that, or do you feel like?
I think in the beginning I was more focused on sex.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I was too.
Yeah, I was too.
That has changed, yes. and it's less of a focus for me.
Yes,
especially now.
We are a lot alike. That is too funny.
I'm like, I just want you to put lotion on my feet. And he's like, why? He's like, I did that yesterday. I'm like, I know, and I want you to do it today. Like, it just.
Yeah.
I get it.
I kind of
looked out this time around. Because, like, I'll just say, oh, like, my feet hurt. And, you know, he'll just do it.
Oh, yes. So come on, Jenny. You got a good one.
I'll ask, my back hurt, can you do it?
You did, because I can't.
So it's just like
we just be looking at me like.
We like sex, but really, it's like.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't. Like, if it don't happen, it don't happen. And if it happens, it happens.
Right.
So I just wonder if it's like that now, just in the beginning, or
is it gonna change?
I don't know how it's gonna be if it changes.
That's funny because Nick now thinks when I say that, like if I was to say, "Oh, my feet hurt so bad," he'd be like, "Oh, so you want me to rub your feet?"
Yeah,
like, he thinks I'm dropping hints. So now every time I say something like that, he thinks I'm dropping hints instead of. Just asking him. Mm-hmm. So now, since we've been together so long, it pisses him off. He's like, just ask me. And I'm like, I wasn't asking you to begin with, but okay.
I see.
That is hilarious.
So if he just do it just to do it and he don't think he dropping his thing, you
definitely are, girl.
Let's just hope it just kind of stays that way.
Yeah.
I feel like
right. What you about to say?
Our relationship started so weird. Like it was really, really, we were like around each other before we were really in a relationship. Like it just was weird. So we argued all the time because I feel like you around me, but you not with me. Mm-hmm. Like we're in the same room, but you ain't paying me no attention.
Yeah.
And I don't know at what point in time it like switched. I really can't pinpoint the moment, but now he's will be more intimate. He don't really like to be touched, which I think is weird. But he'll still let me touch him, mm-hmm. like all the time. But I think that's just weird. He don't like to be touched. He don't like to kiss, but he'll still kiss me because I like
that's
it.
Different.
Yeah. My sister's like that. It's
weird. Yeah, he don't like to be touched. He don't like to be kissed, but he'll still like kiss me. Mm-hmm. Or I think if
so he don't like to like cuddle and that kind of stuff,
he will. Oh, okay. Like he'll. It's weird
because he knows that you like it or want it.
He doesn't be. Yeah, and I think he kind of like uh-huh. it too. Mm-hmm. You know, like I think like because he liked me more, uh-huh. he kind of want to touch me too. But also, I don't know, it's just, it's weird. And then also, we used to spend a lot of time on the couch. And now we spend a lot of time in my room. Mm-hmm. So that made a big difference,
yeah.
too. Mm-hmm. So I don't have to really tell him, like, cuddle with me. Yeah, because you next to me all the time. So, but definitely in the beginning, I was like, this is dead. Like, are we roommates? What's happening here? We just around each other. This is boring. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I have a lot of friends that, they men just think when you say you want to be intimate, they just want to have sex, and mm-hmm. that's not it.
Yeah.
Y'all have any other ways? Any more ways to become intimate with your partner while Jin get herself together? Or any other ways that y'all like?
I mean, just not forgetting like the basics, holding hands yeah. and. Is that stuff?
You don't?
No.
They be sweaty?
Yeah. I don't really
I don't really hold hands like that.
I hold your arm. Like
you can yeah.
I do everything.
No, I'm not doing that.
Hold hands.
Right, I want to hold hands. I want you to push your
arm. I want you to be around holding hands. Yeah, I don't mind it. We don't do it all the time.
Especially if your skin is good. Like, oh, his skin's so chocolatey and good. I just want to touch him all the time.
Chocolatey and good.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
She said, oh my gosh.
Yeah. We gotta have a little gathering so I can meet like y'all's men. Well, I met y'all's husbands, but.
He around, girl.
They can come to our party next weekend.
He got work. He can't come.
He does that shit.
I know.
She cabin trip, and y'all can bring y'all significant other.
I've been waiting to do a damn cabin trip. Just let me know.
Before I pop out or not?
Before you pop out, yeah.
I.
It's a plan then.
I'm trying to do it. No, y'all have a lot of stuff in October. I was trying to do it end of October, but
yeah, that's
when was she
gonna
tell us that?
You trying to tell us at the end of September? Girl, bye.
I was gonna tell y'all to come.
You done lost it.
Bria is real stressful.
She yeah. real stressful. This was like working with Bria. That's why I went and had no recordings. Oh. No, I'm just playing.
It's not Aubrey's fault that we have been busy.
But I'll take it.
I was just joking.
So, moving right along.
Look, moving right along.
Moving right along.
I'm tired of looking at me.
I like Tyra. She's like, okay, and
We are in the weeds. Okay. So, Jin, what do you have for us this week with the beauty prescription?
Okay, so this week, I want to talk about hair porosity. And this, it's something that I've struggled with, just like with my hair, period. So I'm always trying to figure out, why isn't my hair acting right? Like, what is it that I'm not doing right? What is it that I'm not using? And so, you know, I watch all kind of YouTube videos about all kind of stuff. And I crossed something, a video like about your hair porosity. And I didn't even know what that meant, before actually reading up on it and doing some more research. But wait, first of all, do y'all know what hair porosity is? Everybody mm-hmm. knows?
I do now.
Okay.
Well, define okay. it for the people.
Okay, so if you do not know what hair porosity is for my natural sisters, it is how well your hair is able to absorb and hold moisture. And so I think that is a problem that my hair does. I just feel like it's always dry, like all the time, no matter how, you know, how many times I moisturize it throughout the week or what I use. So hair porosity, it has three different levels for you to determine like what type of porosity your hair is at. So there's, a low, normal, and high. So if you have low porosity, it means that your cuticles are closed and it's hard for, products to get in, and the products will just like sit on your hair. Like if you like, you know, mm-hmm. doing,
a hairstyle or something just sits on there. And even when you're like washing your hair, it's hard for, or the water would just pretty much like sit on top of your hair, and it's hard for your hair to get completely wet, even if you're like, you know, drenching it in water. And it's also sensitive to protein, and it might take your hair a little longer to dry. And so at the normal level, you're kind of just like in between. So you don't really have too many issues, and your hair is pretty much okay with the products that you use. And then you have high. So at the high level, your cuticles are pretty much always open, and it absorbs moisture quickly. Your hair might get tangled easily, and your hair might dry really fast. You might see a lot of frizz, and then your hair likes protein. So when I was watching these videos, I'm like, these are speaking to me. And there's different ways for you to tell, like different tests that you can take. But I didn't necessarily have to do that, because just reading like the description of the one, I realized that I have high porosity because my hair is always frizzy. No matter, you know, I'll do it the next day and it's frizzy. So, and it's hard to, it's hard for my hair to hold. Well, it absorbs moisture really quick, and I think that's why my hair always feels so dry, even, you know, depending on the products I use, because I have high porosity hair. So the different tests that you could do, have you ever heard of the cup test?
I watched my videos yesterday.
Okay. Have you? Have you did it?
I didn't do it, because I know you, what I got.
Okay, you know what
you got. I know. I wanted to try it, but... Uh-huh. I think it'd be cool, though. It's a cool little easy test to do.
I thought about doing that, but, like, every time I thought about doing it, like, my hair has had some type of, products in it, and they said that it's kind of hard. It might not give you the right results if you do it with products in your hair, because it might not rise or something.
You may try to even try just using, like, a piece of hair, like, off your brush or your comb or something. That could be something you could do, too, instead of just trying to, you know, pull a piece of hair out of your head and do it.
So pretty much what the cup test is, if you have a cup of water and you would take a strand of your hair and you would put it in a cup. Now, if you have low porosity, the hair is going to stay at the top.
Did you hear me?
My eye was itching.
She's blocking her whole mouth.
I'm sorry. My eye was itching. My bad. So if you have low porosity, the hair is going to stay at top. If you have normal, it's going to float around the middle. And then if you have high, it should go to the bottom. And then there's also something called the spray test. So you can spray like your hair. You don't necessarily have to wash it or be in the shower, but you can spray your hair with water. And then if the hair kind of, if the water kind of sits on your hair, then you would have low. And then you can also do like a strand test, which you would like take a piece of your strands and kind of move your hands up and down to see if the cuticles, like if you feel like some type of if it's smooth or not. So if it's smooth, then that means like your cuticles are more likely closed. So you would have low. And then if you kind of feel if it feels rigidy, then you would have high. So just some tips for the different levels. If you have low porosity, then it would probably be good if you use like warm water. So like when you're washing your hair, use warm water. If you're like washing your deep conditioner out, use warm water. Use lighter products such like argan oil, almond oil, grapeseed oil, and then use shampoo that prevents from product buildup. And then if you have high porosity, you want to make sure that you're layering the products on your hair and air dry your hair instead of like sitting under some type of dryer. And then you would want to rinse your hair with cold water. And also use heavier products, so such as like coconut oil. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Coconut oil, butters, and different type of creams. So that's pretty much just about porosity. There's a lot of videos out there. Like if you're kind of unsure, like if you do the test and you still don't know, there's a lot of videos out there with information that can kind of give you an idea what type of porosity hair level that you would have. In my opinion, I think like if you're having trouble with like knowing what type of products to use, it's really good if you figure this out first so you can determine what products that you would need to buy. Because if you have like low porosity, like you should use lighter products, and you don't want to go out and buy a whole bunch of heavier products and you're wondering why your hair is not working or it's not doing what you want it to do. So I would encourage you to figure this out first, because I know it's something that I've been challenged with. And, you know, I'll go out and buy products and then like, you know, I buy one product and then I never use it because I'm like, well, my hair is not, I've used it like a couple of times, or I'll use it just for that month and my hair is not doing right and I don't know why. So I think it would be really helpful if you do this kind of before you, you know, start buying a whole bunch of products, mm-hmm. just because you bought one and it wasn't working for you.
Yeah. I wish I knew all of that before, like when I first started going natural. Like, I literally just looked at a video yesterday about porosity and density and figuring that out for like product stuff. Why come I didn't watch this when I first went natural? Then I wouldn't have bought a bunch of products that probably weren't gonna work. And it's just easier to know that because you can kind of gauge what products will probably work for your hair instead of wasting money on a bunch of products.
It's a lot of work. I know we were talking about this before today. You know, we were just talking about how, you know, being natural is a lot. And some people say, well, you know, I can't go natural. I mean, it's a lifestyle. You have to realize, you know, like, do you have time for it? You know, are you working a lot? Do you have kids? You know, it's just a lot to take into consideration. I think sometimes people don't think about that and just think they can, you know, cut their hair off and then, you know, just go,
just be like, what do I do with it?
It takes a lot of work. So I would just encourage you. I mean, being natural isn't for everybody, but if you are trying to, you know, go down a road, make sure that you're doing your research, because I know it's something that I didn't do. I was that type of person. I didn't do a big chop, but I just transitioned and I didn't really do a lot of research before. And I probably, if I could do it over again, I would probably make sure that I do research about what's what.
And there's a lot of stuff out there now, so
And I think before, like when I was going natural, and I think even before, you know, before that, it was more of a focus on hair type.
Yeah, it was.
And what type of hair you have. And then people are recommending products according to that.
Right, and everybody's isn't different.
The same. Even if you have the same hair type, so to speak, your hair could still be different.
The porosity could be different. Yep.
Exactly.
Yep. Very true.
So that plays a big difference.
Yep. That was good, Jinjin.
There was. Because I feel like I probably wouldn't have locked my hair because I have high porosity hair, and I just couldn't figure out what was happening. No, like even my twist outs wouldn't last because my hair would frizz up so fast. I'm like, I don't know what to do, so I'm just gonna lock my hair. And I mean, I don't regret it at all, but I definitely think I would have waited and toyed around with it more. All right,
I have low porosity.
Do you?
I do.
I have high.
Everything, well, like butters and stuff, I had to quit buying that because all of it just sits on my hair. But I noticed that my hair changed because I had color damage on my whole head. And when I started over and cut all my hair off, my hair was different than it was before. So products that I used previously, like Shea Moisture, I couldn't use on my hair anymore. My hair didn't like it.
Right.
Yeah, now my hair is totally different that I locked it. It's really weird. Like, the ends are spirally curled, and my hair would never do that before. Like that. No. Yeah. Like, I'm like, you would wait until I can't do nothing with it. So, yeah. It's a lot more wavy and stuff. All right. Now we got Brittany. She's going to give us some healthy info.
Yes. So, today, I've changed my name of my segment too.
What is it,
bro? I was kind of tired of
what is it?
I was tired of healthy sisters. Whatever. I like the health nut. You know, Aisha suggested that.
Yeah, because you're always talking about the
nut. I know, talking about nuts and everything. So we
love those nuts.
So we changed it to
I
health
bet you
nut.
Get your belly. Them nuts.
Good old big nuts.
All right. Oh my God. The size of the nuts matter.
The size does matter. The more nut, the more possibility of the babies.
See, right. We done went left again. Y'all don't know how to act.
Y'all know I talk about nuts all day.
Okay.
What other kind of nuts y'all want me to talk about?
She's done.
Pistachios. I love them, but they're so expensive.
They are expensive.
They are. Just nuts. Because almonds are expensive as shit, too.
I'm like, don't
you
take this off the tree?
Like,
I'm not off the tree.
Why is
it so expensive?
They are expensive.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay. All
right.
Y'all know how to act.
The health nuts.
Okay, so I just was gonna go into basically how I got motivated to get back into the gym.
It has been a very big struggle for me ever since. Well, let's be real. I've never been a huge fan of the gym, but even after I had my son, like, because before I got pregnant, I was going to the gym pretty consistently, at least 2 to 3 days a week. But after I had him, and once I got pregnant, I stopped. And so it was really hard for me to get back in once I had my son. So I had tried to get back in, you know, I had my son in March, got back into it maybe around September-ish, and did that for a couple months and fell off again. And then at the beginning of the year, kind of did it again for a little bit, then fell off. So, yeah, it's just been an up and down battle for me. So I will say that me getting back into the gym, also when I lost weight, I lost some weight doing Weight Watchers. I had did that in February and did that for about a month and lost like 7 pounds doing Weight Watchers. So when I started to actually see myself lose weight after having my son, I was kind of getting a little more motivated to kind of go to the gym because activities weren't as difficult to do because I had gained quite a bit of weight after I had my son, and certain exercises that I used to do with ease were very difficult just because of the extra weight that I picked up. So, you know, losing a little bit of the pounds and stuff, I didn't really work out when I was on Weight Watchers. So recently, at the beginning of July, or no, sorry, end of July, beginning of August, I started a program, a nutrition and weight, pretty much fitness wellness program. It's a 10-week program, and I started that on July 31st. And I am on my eighth week, something like that. So I'm almost done. Got 2 weeks left. And I've been to the gym every week since I started, except for last week, y'all. I fell out last week, but I'm gonna be back this week. But I say that to say, like, in order for me to get back motivated to the gym is because I had lost weight with my Weight Watchers and actually watching what I was eating. And once you start getting into the rhythm of exercising, it becomes second nature and it becomes a habit. So with the program I'm in, she gave me exercises that I needed to do, and I was going to the gym at least 3 to 4 times a week. So I started that and it became a habit. And I wanted to get to a point where exercise was a part of my routine and not something that I just added in when I felt like it. Mm-hmm. I'm doing schoolwork or I'm going to work every day. Like, I wanted working out and exercising a part of that routine. And really I just took a look at myself and was like, this is not how I want to look. And I just, you know, I was looking at my pictures, you know, from before, and it's like, you know, so that also motivated me too. Yeah. If you ever go back and look at pictures, that'd be your motivation right there. Yeah. Because boy, you see that difference real quick. Mm-hmm. So that was also something that kind of helped motivate me to want to start that program and get back into the gym. So it kind of was like a reaction type thing, but I've never felt like this going to the gym. Like, cause I used to dance. That was my exercise. I know I've mentioned this before, and I've done personal training, in the past for, you know, years, doing that once or twice a week, but I've never really gotten to the point where I've been going to the gym on my own at least 3 to 4 times a week. Like, that's a lot for me. And I actually like it. I enjoy it. And I found exercises that I like. I actually like the Stairmaster now. That used to be the devil. Y'all, that used to be the... I could not.
I'm so scared I'm going to lose my life on that machine.
I'm trying to make myself y'all go on it every time I go to the gym.
Y'all, it's so rough. I hated the Stairmaster. Like, I just literally thought it was a devil. Like, I never went by it.
It gets you right, though.
It does. That's why I like it now, because it literally gets the job done.
That's
like
where your booty's coming back from.
Girl, I'm telling you. Girl, I got my ass on there. I said, I need these glutes to be poking up and everything. So I do that now faithfully, but I'm never on there longer than like 15 minutes, like 10 to 15 minutes. Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. I don't do it longer than that. Like, anybody else that be on there longer than that are crazy. But yeah, so
Tyler got these thighs out.
I know, all thickums and stuff.
Girl, I'm about to get on a Stairmaster.
Just to lift her booty up. Okay. But yeah, so if anybody's having like any issues, or just because I know motivation is it's rough, and it can, and most people have very low motivation, especially when it comes to the gym. The gym is not everybody's thing. Exercising is not everybody's thing. But you just have to look at yourself and realize and just tell yourself why you want to go to the gym, or if there's a certain way that you want to look, you need to tell yourself. And I mean, this is even what I did. And this was a part of my program. Just make
a list or make write down post-its or anything that where you can see it of why you want to be where you are, or what is the reasoning that you want to be. Because for me, mine was, I want to be an example to my family and friends. Like, I want to practice what I preach, and I want to be, you know, example for my kids and things like that. So just kind of sit down and think about that, because that would definitely help with the motivation to even at least get you started, to even, you know, get to that position to where it is, you know, a routine, or you know, just something that, you know, is an everyday or even every other day thing, and it's not in the in your back mind of everything. So that's pretty much how I got motivated, y'all. Like, that 10-week program turned my whole life around. Like, shout out to Rihanna if she's listening. She's tight. If anybody knows of her on Facebook, Rihanna Michelle, but she has a 10-week program, which actually I think is turning into a 20-week program, if I'm not mistaken. But it's a Queen for Life program.
You're
gonna have to hit her up, because I don't know, because I think she really is kind of changing the program, so I don't know if the prices are changing. But yeah, she's really good at what she does, and she gives you advice on nutrition, tracking your macronutrients, and also giving you exercises to do.
What's
so
her name?
Yeah, Rihanna, Riona. If anybody wants to look her up, she's on Facebook. But she's really good, and she's definitely helped me turn my life around, especially with nutrition. Nutrition was my issue at all the time. So, and I feel like that's a lot of people's cases. Nutrition, obviously, we like to eat, we like food, but you know, once you kind of get the y'all, let me just tell y'all this real quick, because we use my Fitness Pal. You know, you can track all that stuff on there. One of my favorite foods had a lot of carbs in it, and I was very upset.
Which one?
It was a fruit.
Oh yeah.
What?
I was upset. Bananas.
Oh yeah. Oh.
I did not know they were full of carbs. Like, I mean, I used to eat one like in the morning, like every day, whatever. One banana has like 30 something carbs. That's a lot. And I was like, excuse me, ma'am. So like, now when I eat, I only eat half. I don't even eat a whole one now. Like, I was like, so it just helps you be mindful. Like, you look at foods that you normally eat and you're like, well, hold the hell up. Like, didn't even realize this was all packed with carbs or packed with fat and all of that other stuff. So it's really cool. Like, definitely gets you to another level. But that's definitely what helped me get motivated. So that's me personally. But yeah, I mean, you got to find what works for you too. Like, for me, I know I needed to get in something like that. Like, yes, I have a background in fitness management and personal training and nutrition, but I was struggling. Like, I mean, I was really struggling just to get started and get motivated, because like, I know what I needed to do. It's just I needed that extra push. So yeah, so that's where I'm at, y'all, and I'm getting skinny out here. Like, I can't fit my clothes. Like, I need to go shopping again. So yeah, y'all, I'm happy. It took a long time. Hell, my son is a year and a half, so it took me about 18 months, but I got my life eventually. That's pretty cool. You know, yeah, compared to motherfuckers that snap back in 2 months. So irritating, but hey, I finally got there, and I feel real good about myself. So yeah,
good girl.
Thanks.
Hey.
Wait, yeah,
that's her, and it's her page. That's her and her results. And
I just went
to that one.
Yeah, where they looking her up on? She on Instagram too.
Yeah,
her Instagram is Rihanna XX Fit. So if y'all want to look her up, it's RIONAXXFIT. But she's cool.
When I worked with her before, she put together like meal plans. Yes. Does she still do that?
She doesn't really put together meal plans. She just basically gives you how many macros that you need to eat per day.
Gotcha.
To hit per day, yeah. And everyone's different, obviously, depending on their goals and what they're trying to do. Like, if you're trying to lose weight or lean out or bulk up, everybody's will be different.
Right.
But pertaining to you, she'll give you your specific macros that you should meet per day and how often you should work out and all of that. But it's really good. You literally have to do the work. Like, you can't sign up and think it's going to happen on its own. Like, you have to do the work. That's the only thing. Like, people probably, I feel like a lot of people might join and just be like, oh, it's just going to happen. No, it's really a lot of work. And at the time, she got me at a good time. I did it at a good time because I was really motivated to do it, because I was like, I'm tired of being fat. I wanted to get in bodysuits and not look, have a pudge. Like, I wanted to be skinty in some of my outfits. Like, but yeah. So yeah, she's really cool. I got 2 more weeks in the program, y'all, but I will let y'all know my update. Like, how many inches I lost and like how many pounds I ended up losing. My goal wasn't really to lose a lot of weight, but I am losing just because of the stuff that I'm doing. But I'll definitely give y'all an update though.
Oh, I'm happy for you.
Thanks. Because y'all know I was stressing. I don't like being big. So it was a struggle. Like, I'm used to being small. So it was hard. But I finally got there.
All right. If you're trying to lose the weight, if you're trying to hit the gym, or you've just been inconsistent with it,
yes.
Hit up Miss Rihanna. She looks amazing.
Yes, she does.
And Brittany will come back and tell us about her results.
Yes.
And hopefully get us all motivated to get on a Stairmaster.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that.
She showed me. I'm about to go get on one tomorrow.
I'm getting on one today. Girl, you better not. Don't you get your pregnant butt on a stair.
She barely standing. And she talking about she going to get on a stair. First of all,
here's the thing.
She couldn't even come deeper.
Thank you. That's what I was going to say. She was struggling coming up Bria's stairs.
She is not even.
Talking about, I'm about to get on the Stairmaster. You just sit down before you hurt yourself.
No, you need to get on a stationary bike. Just sit your butt and move your legs.
Take a walk around the block.
Yeah, it's boring. It. Any dogs out there? I'd be no, pissing shit.
She got excuses. Take your husband and y'all can be intimate like. Together. There
I
you
tried.
Go.
On your walk.
On
I
your
tried.
Walk.
I
they
tried.
Can talk.
Hold your hand.
I hold hand.
I tried.
Enjoy nature and the leaves changing.
That is too funny.
I'm trying to give you tips on how to be intimate. I'm trying to. This is cohesive, okay? This is a cohesive. Collaborative thing. Berkeley is not feeling that. So if you didn't hear that, Berkeley is growling at us. She is ready for us to go.
Right.
We almost there, she Berkeley. We almost there. All right, now we about to transition. We about to, you know, relax ourselves. I'm gonna let Aisha do her own intro.
I don't
it's
know
been
my
a while.
Intro. What is it?
Something about quiet your mind. Oh, yeah. And your time
mind.
For the woosah.
Yeah, woosah segment.
There you go, there you go.
Quiet
hope
your
y'all
mind.
Did it. Yep, hope y'all did it. Quiet
relax
your
mind.
And prepare yourself for
this food.
This something about
this
food.
Is mindful
spiritual
food. Spiritual food.
Mindful food. That you are about to receive. Amen.
Yes,
all
amen.
Right, amen.
Yeah, amen. Okay.
You have to say this is a woosah section. How you say it?
This is the woo-saw segment.
Yeah.
Y'all are so petty. Anyway, so today I am talking to you guys about your worst critic, which is
ourselves.
Ourselves, of course.
We all have that inner critic that is just so negative sometimes. And won't be needing all that energy. Like, Brittany, as you're working out, getting yourself together, you don't need somebody in your head
I
telling
know,
you you can't do it.
Because they be doing it, too.
Yeah. We don't have time for that. So I wanted to give you all some tips on how to address your inner critic. So one thing that you can do is create a safe space for expression. And I've talked about journaling a million times before because that's the easiest way to do it. And journaling may look different for everyone. Some people have Facebook journals like Brittany.
I need to chill out on that, y'all.
Some people have actual journals. Some people, you know, channel their Mary Jane and do the sticky notes. Mm-hmm. So whatever that looks like, just make sure you're expressing yourself in a positive way, creating safe spaces for your expressions. Also, be more self-aware. Mm-hmm. Basically, to be more self-aware is just basically being honest with yourself. And a lot of people, you know, talk about, oh, I know myself and I already know this and I already know that. And if you knew that, then you would make better decisions. Or if you knew that, then you wouldn't think the way that you do. So it really just starts with being honest and then making important action items according to your actual self-awareness. Mm-hmm. So if you know that you need to be better at X, Y, and Z, what do you need to do to get to that point? And then last but not least, remain positive. So just creating positive self-talk. When you hear those negative things in your head, you know, combat those with positive things and just make sure that you're staying positive. That's all I got.
I know, I like short that. Yeah. That was good.
Yes. Short and
no,
sweet.
No, me next. I'm next with dear sister friend.
Oh, no, we don't have a dear sister friend.
We do. You don't want... You gonna act like that? You gonna act like that, Aisha? No, because Aisha is over there cutting up.
Y'all, pregnant Aisha is... If you knew Aisha before...
Y'all, she's something else, okay?
But pregnant Aisha is...
is what?
Off the chain. Off the chain.
You ghetto. I'm just playing. I'm just playing.
I wasn't saying that.
Y'all lucky this skirt's still on.
Your shirt is damn near up.
She is trying to, come undressed up in here, and I ain't got time for that today. Oh, Lord.
It's hot.
Okay,
it's
y'all.
Not hot. All right. Okay.
I got, yes.
Let's bring it back. We got a dear sister friend letter.
Yes, and it's a really good one. It is kind of long, so I'm gonna try to sum it up as best as I can. But it's a really good one, guys. It's basically about the person pretty much just is giving her situation and how she came out of it. So it's really good. So it starts off as Hold on, y'all. Oh, okay. I'll read the whole thing. So an episode that we had, it triggered her her letter. So basically, it starts off as, wow, this episode was super triggering, but it also allowed me to reflect on what I was strong enough to remove myself from. So I've had two situationships that really took a lot out of me. 2010 to 2014, I know, shaking my damn head, was some on and off again mess. We started off trying the no strings attached sex thing, but screwed up majorly when we both caught feelings and started using the four letter word. He was never verbally or physically abusive to me, but it was a toxic situation. So toxic that I had to pray for him to be removed out of my life. Well, you know how they say that you better be ready for whatever you pray for? It didn't take God long to answer that prayer. A few weeks after relocating to another state, he was supposedly really hurt and upset about this, but I told him I wouldn't stay with no commitment. He called and said he was booking a flight to come visit. I told him I'd believe it when I saw a confirmation email or something. 1 week later, I was having a conversation with someone we both knew but had no idea we had ever been involved. I got news that he proposed to an ex in quotation girlfriend at church Easter Sunday with a bouquet of flowers. I cried like hell that day. Not a single tear shed after because I knew it was what I had asked for. In the middle of the aforementioned situationship, obviously during another break in quotations, I made the horrible decision to start dating someone I worked with. It was the first and last time. Listening to Tyra, I believe that's who was speak about her past situation really brought me to tears because it was too close to home. Within days of hanging out, I was pulled into this dysfunction of this man's life. He has a mother who is a heavy alcoholic. I won't even get into the numerous incidents that occurred. And that was a lot for me because that's not something I've had to deal with in my family. I should have left him alone, but I was trying to my best to keep my mind and time occupied so that I wouldn't be concerned about the other guy. Everything was problematic, though. We spent a lot of time together, probably an unhealthy amount, but whenever I wasn't with him, there was some issue. If I was at school, he tried to convince me to skip class to hang with him because I wasn't gonna be anything anyway. That was in quotations. Yeah, if I didn't answer my phone when he called or text back right away, I had to be in some other guy's face, probably having sex. When I told him I was doing specific things like hanging out with my family or friends and let him know that he probably wouldn't be able to get in touch with me, he blew my phone up. His way to show affection, in quotations, was to keep me with fresh flowers every week and take me out to eat multiple times a week. It was really suffocating, but unfortunately, cutting ties with him was not easy. Once I called it quits, he stalked me like hell. Tried to start a rumor online that I was messing around with a plethora of men and spreading STDs. Even though I knew it wasn't true, that was definitely the most humiliating experience of my life. He'd pop up at my house uninvited, throw pennies on my porch, just rubs temples. And she said, just rubs temples.
Once he found out that I had moved, he tried to contact me for about a year, sending messages that I'd never amount to anything, so I might as well come back to him and things of that nature. I don't have them anymore, but for a minute I had dreams that he would come find me where I was at and harm me. When I see a car like his, I try to avoid being near it. I'm so happy that since moving, I am in a much better mental space. I have learned how to love myself fully, and with that comes not accepting BS from problematic men. I'm so sorry that this was so long, but I just wanted you all to know that I've been there too. Tyra and anyone else, I'm so happy that you found the strength to leave. Keep up the great work, ladies. Aww.
Yeah. Snaps. It was nice, yeah. Because it's true. That's real stuff, man. People are crazy. I think Aisha stressed out.
That stressed me out, girl.
I know it did. I know it stressed
hearing me all out. That just not made me want to come beat all asses.
I know, because people crazy.
Crazy.
And then you hear all these stories about women who leave and they get killed.
Yes. So, that's what makes it even scarier. Yeah. Like, it's amazing the women that can actually get away and not be harmed. But
and when people don't believe.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Don't believe that dudes are that bad.
Yes. Yes.
When girls complain about stuff like that, and it's like, he messaged her for a year. Like, you're stalking. Like, you need to. He needed to be reported.
It's like, does he? I wonder if he does it to everybody who he
talks to.
Probably. Probably.
That just blows my mind when he said, "You're never gonna mount anything."
Yes, like you might as well. But I'm like, why would I want to come back to you?
Why would I want me?
And what does that say about you?
Exactly.
If I ain't shit, why
am I with the best thing in your life?
Yes, he want both of us to not be shit. I'm not with that. I am not with that. You can go on somewhere.
Kudos to you.
Yes, definitely.
Kudos to you.
Yes.
Because you, and I know you said, I never do this again, never do that again. You won't always know that a dude is a certain type of way.
You won't know until you're in it.
Until you end up with him.
Yeah.
But at least you know the signs.
Try to be cautious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right.
You made me fuck.
It's almost over, guys.
I know.
Y'all said y'all wanted these y'all. Four episodes back.
I know we didn't drain y'all.
We haven't done one of these in a while.
Yeah.
We
are tired.
I'm hungry.
Right, take us out, G.
You know, our sister friend, thank you for writing us and letting us know your story. It is always encouraging when people write us, let us know to keep doing what we're doing, because you all are listening.
Yes.
We'll always continue to be transparent about our stories. And I definitely will do the aftermath segment, maybe, you know, about life after I left my ex and, you know, how wonderful it is now.
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
Oh, and just like being in a relationship after that, because that's kind of important to talk about.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
How to do that. What were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say that please still send the letters in. I know it's been a while. I know y'all probably hate us. It took us so long to, you know, to share the letters that we did receive. But make sure to send those at dearsisterfriend@thestrengthofshe.com. That's right.
Yes,
right.
Ma'am.
Okay. So, yes, please try to send those letters in, ladies. We still love receiving them and reading them. And you will stay anonymous. Don't forget that. We never share the names. That's not what we do.
Y'all, Jenny's bun just knocked the microphone.
Oh, this big ass bun. Speaking of dear sister friends.
Oh, we got an announcement early.
So that we're accountable.
Oh, snap.
We are dropping a big gem in October. I'm not gonna tell y'all a date, I'm just let y'all know when it's out. But dropping a big gem in October is something we've been working on for the past couple of months.
A
year. This is true, since January. So if you love to hear our opinions and love to get our advice, then you're definitely gonna want to purchase our book that will be out in October, which is called
Letters to My Sister Friend.
Yes, that's what it is.
We're still deciding on the title, evidently. So either Dear Sister Friend, Letters to Our Sister Friend. Maybe y'all should vote on that. I'll put a poll up on Twitter.
That'll be good.
But it will be out, and we're talking about everything that we talk about on the show, from love, relationships, self-esteem, hair. What else?
Families.
Yes. Friends. Ooh. No good ass friends. Ooh.
Yes, Lord. We have them all. We all have them.
So you're definitely going to want to check that out. So keep an eye out on thestrengthofshe.com and on our Twitter and Instagram too, at strengthofshe and shenaniganspod.
All right, Jenny, what is our she-spiration?
Okay, so this week's she-spiration is... it doesn't matter how many times you fall. Instead, what is most important is how many times you get up and brush yourself off. Every time you pick yourself up, you are igniting the undeniable fight in you. Don't let anyone tell you different. You are deserving of everything that you get up and fight for.
I know that's right. Come on, Danny. Need all of that.
And with that being said, we are closing out this episode. Thank you for letting me host it. We'll be back same time, same place next week, maybe, or maybe not. You know?
We'll see you soon.
We like to keep it spontaneous.
Oh, gosh.